The Courier Mail talking about the war crime tribunal and everything. Savage and shameful reads the headlines, and Major General Angus Campbell said it. These things weren't.
None of the alleged unlawful killings were described as being in the heat of battle.
It's a big story, and a bloke who's all over it, Charles Miranda, News Corp senior journalist. Mate, there's six pages in the Courier Mail. It's quite incredible. Can you break it down for us?
Mate, there's six pages in the Courier Mail, but there's several thousand pages, literally, of this report. It is incredible. But look, it's 4 years worth of work by well, more than a dozen investigators, led by the New South Wales Judge Brereton. It's comprehensive, and it's all there, and it's terrible. It's terrible for the armed forces, but it's certainly terrible for those men involved in these crimes and their victims. Shocking stuff.
Do you subscribe to the view that these guys were rock stars and people have been waiting to pull them down, the SAS?
Look, there's always that tall poppy and the rivalry. Anyone who writes a defence, I've been writing defence issues for the best part of 25 years. And look, there is always that competitive spirit, particularly with the commandos on the East Coast, with the SAS on the West Coast. And there really is. It's like who can blag more about what they do, who's got the biggest kit, who's got the biggest kill list, et cetera, et cetera. But there's no way. I mean, just to be very clear, this was not fog of war deaths. These weren't things that happened in the heat of battle and there's that confusion. The report went specifically to specific incidences, not battles. And these were executions. This was blood sport. These were killings for the sake of killings in many instances. And there's 143 recommendation. But in some of those 39 instances of confirmable kills, it's terrible. That we're talking farmers, we're talking civilians, we're talking adolescents who weren't doing anything but walking along. In one instance, there was a sniper and he just took a shot and just dropped someone from a distance and then high-fived everybody type thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Charles, is it correct that this went on for a period of 11 years? Why was it allowed to continue on for so long, and where was the awareness eventually raised?
Yeah, look, it was probably a little less than 11 years. Certainly the investigation went for 11 years. It began back in 2005. But for the incidences that could be proven, it kind of kicks off around 2009. And then most of the bulk went in 2012. Look, these things have been almost folklore within the military, that these incidences happened. No one believed it. But look, I agree with you. It beggars belief that further up the chain from these soldiers, no one in command knew about it, or at least knew the stories and decided to turn a blind eye. I mean, it's very much like a bishop saying, I had no idea what the priests in my parish were doing. You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, therefore, there were whistleblowers involved, and that doesn't normally happen in the armed forces. How did they get them to actually show some moral depth to their life?
Look, it's amazing. Some of the soldiers, and there are a lot of juniors, and bear in mind, a lot of the senior operators within the Special Forces were forcing or coercing the junior officers to make these executions, to bag their first kill. If you're going to be
blooding,
part of the
unit, did they call,
you know,
it, Charles? Is it blooding?
Blooding. Hmm. Exactly right. Exactly right. And look, that weighed on the minds of a lot of diggers. And as they went through their careers, it always obviously was in the back of their mind. And then the sort of the floodgates opened one by one. They all came forward and said, well, this was my experience. This is what I saw. And I want to face the music. I was party to this. I knew this happened. I
Wow.
never reported it. I want to go down for this as well. And I think once a couple of those diggers had the mea culpa moment, it just snowballed from there.
Charles, it took 4 years for the investigation to wrap up and the report to come out. What happens from here? And if anybody's going to face charges and end up in court, could this be a thing that goes on for a decade or so?
Now, I'm not going to cast any aspersions on the ages of you three, but I can tell you this, we are all going to be well and truly retired before this is wrapped up.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to go for years. If you imagine how hard it is when there's a murder trial in Queensland, how long it takes to gather that evidence, find the victims or relatives of the victims, take their statements, then get corroborating evidence, et cetera, et cetera. It takes a long time in the Australian jurisdiction. You can only imagine what it's going to take to get it in the Afghani jurisdiction. Yeah. So this report is comprehensive. It does show these events happened, but the burden of proof for the Brereton inquiry was a lot lower than what would be required in court. So the AFP almost, they've been given the tip now in this report. Here's the hint, here's where to go. But the AFP now have to go back and reassess the whole thing and produce the evidence that the special investigator will then take to the DPP to then decide whether a court action is likely, and then it has to be listed in court. I mean, we're talking years.
Charles, what about the reference of the Geneva Convention and the importance of that?
Look, I've been on a lot of embeds. I was in the armed reserves as well. That Geneva Convention, it's drilled into you. And certainly even as a journalist, and I was in Afghanistan as early as last year and Iraq as well, it's drilled into us, even as civilians, that under the Geneva Convention, we fall under that as well. We're not to touch a weapon. You're not to do this. You're not to do that. For a digger, it's a hell of a lot more. It really is hit home to you that you do not break these rules of engagement, these laws of conflict. And obviously this group actively sought to break those.
You can read the full story in today's Courier Mail and follow online at couriermail.com.au. Charles Miranda, News Corp Senior Journo, thanks for explaining it all for us on The Big Breakfast.
Thanks, guys.